Mission Improbable by the Boone Jennies. Episode 3, Scotland.
This is definitely the best wedding I've ever been to. Not like the last one. No music, no dancing, everyone in black.
That was a funeral, Amelia.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you have to do the next dance, Jane. Come on, we're stripping the willow.
I don't care who we're stripping, Amelia. I'm not in the mood. This wedding is a journalistic black hole. And let's face it, the bride looks like a pig in a duvet.
Guys, I can't believe the luck I'm having tonight. The men are all over me. I haven't had to use any of my usual bribes.
Well, I hope you enjoyed it, Lucy, because we're leaving.
What? I'm only just getting going.
Come and have a dance, Mrs. Misery Guts. I feel so alive.
What is wrong with you, Amelia? Have you been snorting pick and mix again?
No, I just had a couple of little blue mints my dance partner gave me.
Little blue mints?
Yeah, well, they didn't exactly taste of mint. Oh, I love you, Jane. And you, Lucy.
Oh, no, she's on drugs.
Probably. The man I was patching in that portaloo earlier told me this wedding is awash with crank.
What the hell is crank?
Oh, wake up, Grandma. It's the latest party drug. Word is, they cook it up in this tiny island called Toddy. Then they ship it out all over Scotland.
Change of plan. We're off to Toddy.
There is no way I'm leaving this wedding, Jane. There she is. Second thoughts. Let's go.
Lucy, why is that woman coming after us with a cheese knife?
She's overreacting. How was I supposed to know I was kissing the bride's father?
Didn't you see the speeches?
No. I was under the table with one of the ushers. Quick. We'll be safe in Marcus's private jet.
Whose private jet?
The guy I was kissing during the vows. We had some quiet time in the cockpit earlier. Quickly, climb in.
Oh, phew.
God, the bride looks furious.
Maybe it's because you just got off with her dad.
And you're wearing the same dress as her.
Yeah, it was a bad choice. I keep tripping over the train.
Okay, I don't suppose this Marcus talked you through the takeoff procedure while you were canoodling, did he, Lucy?
Not unless you mean the take your clothes off procedure.
I can fly.
Everyone thinks that when they're on drugs, Amelia.
No, seriously, I've got a pilot's licence. Strap in.
But I don't want to go to Toddy.
Too late. Journalistic glory, here I come.
How are we supposed to work out which island it is from up here? Why aren't they labelled like they are on a map?
Don't worry, I will recognise it. I came here once to release a puffin from the zoo back into the wild. Plus, it's shaped like a croissant.
As soon as we touch down, I am heading straight for the hotel bar to see if I can bag myself a kilted hunk.
Oh, no one lives there, Lucy. It's basically just a rock with a bit of gorse on it. And a puffin.
And the crank lab that's going to make my name as a journalist.
Oh, great. Well, there's only one thing for it. I am hitting the minibar. Aha! I knew that Marcus Blackstock had a touch of class.
Marcus Blackstock?
The guy who owns the plane. Some media tycoon, apparently. Bubbly, anyone?
The Marcus Blackstock. Of the Blackstock newspaper group.
That's the one.
Why didn't you tell me, Lucy? I've been trying to get a job with him for years.
Ah! It's just a bit of turbulence. Everything's under control. The only thing that would cause us serious trouble is if something got sucked into one of the jet engines. Oh, wow. Look. A flock of pink-footed geese. They're incredibly rare. Only 500 left in the world. Oh, it's like putting them through a blender. I'm so sorry, geese. There was nothing I could do.
Look, there's an island shaped like a croissant.
Right, Amelia, land the plane.
I've never actually done a landing.
What?
I was ill for that week's training, unfortunately. They probably shouldn't really have passed me.
Well, you're going to have to learn. Fast.
Not necessarily. The good news is, I was there for the parachute training. First rule, one each.
We've only got two.
Then I am out of my depth.
Perfect, you two can share that one. See you down there!
Lucy, we'll have to jump together. You stand in the doorway and I'll strap us in. Just be careful not to trip over your train. Don't worry, Lucy, I'll catch you up.
Say what you like about my 6-foot silk train, but it made a surprisingly effective parachute.
Keep up, Lucy. Right, everyone keep your eyes peeled for signs of a high-tech drug smuggling operation. Shouldn't be hard to find on an island this size.
Anyone for a swig of Campari? I'm amazed the bottle survived the fall, but clearly my ample cleavage is good for more than one thing.
Where's my dictaphone?
Against all the odds, I have made it to Toddy and am now making my way across this barren, uninhabited island with no supplies or...
Piece of wedding cake, Jane?
No, thank you, Amelia. It's covered in midges.
I managed to get the whole of the top tier.
Alone, I trudge onwards, certain that any moment I'll find...
Jane?
What is it?
Aren't we back where we started? Look, there are our parachutes.
We can't have done a lap of the entire island already. Where's the high-tech crank lab? Where's the helipad?
Guys, I can't move.
Look, Lucy, I know you're drunk, but...
No, I literally can't move. My dress weighs a ton. These 7 petticoats are completely saturated.
Oh, just put her over your shoulder, Amelia.
Can we just shelter in that cave for a bit, Jane?
Fine. 2 minutes to wring your underwear out and then we're doing another lap. I can't believe I let you talk me into coming to this godforsaken island, Lucy. I'm beginning to think the whole thing's been a wild goose chase.
Oh, those poor geese. Don't remind me.
Why doesn't everybody just relax? What are they?
They're just seals, Lucy.
Not true, Jane. They are sea lions.
Whatever. I haven't come here to hang out with 2 pointless bags of blubber. And that's just you two.
You're right. We should leave. Sea lions have been known to maim when threatened.
But they're blocking the entrance.
Pass me one of those rocks, Lucy.
Jane!
This isn't a rock. I think it's a haggis.
What?
Yeah, there's a whole pile of them back here. And a half-empty bottle of whiskey. Hallelujah!
Oh, I'd move from there if I were you, Lucy. The sea lions are making a beeline for the haggis. Well, that's a new one. I look forward to telling the dietitians at the zoo about that.
Ugh, look at all that slobber.
Reminds me of that 4th man I kissed during the champagne reception. Bottoms up!
Is it me? Or do those haggises look like they're full of blue mints?
Those are Trojan haggises! We found the crank! Now we just have to wait for someone to claim it.
Oh, hello. Mr. Sea Lion's making his move.
Yep, they are preparing to copulate. That's odd. They're normally extremely private creatures.
The crank must have made them frisky. Well, guess that explains your uncharacteristic success with men at the wedding, Lucy.
Maybe we should leave them to it.
No way, Amelia. It's just a bit of seal sex.
Well, at least stop filming it.
Look, the drug lords could be here any moment to collect the crank, and if I can catch them on camera, it'll make my name. Consider this a stakeout.
Excellent. I am starving.
I am still staking out a remote Hebridean cave where I estimate there to be £4 million worth of crank hidden inside Scotland's hallowed national dish, the humble haggis. How much longer are they going to go on for? They've been at it for 9 hours.
I've never seen anything like it. They must be exhausted. Whoever put that stuff here has got a lot of explaining to do.
Oh, I feel horrendous. I've got something seriously wrong with me.
It's called a hangover, Lucy.
Seriously, I think I've got malaria. All those midges. Why won't NHS Direct pick up? I've been on hold for 4.5 hours.
What? Give me back my phone.
No!
You're going to drain the battery.
Are anyone else's feet getting wet? I think the tide might be coming in.
Shh, a boat. Finally, my moment of glory. Right, you two, stay out of sight while I get this photo.
You smell that, Sandy?
Fish guts and seaweed.
No, it's the whiff of my ever-expanding fortune.
Right, sir.
With this latest batch of crank, we can supply the entire east coast of America.
This is even bigger than I thought.
2 roguish men with their own speedboat. I should be loving this, but I just feel sick.
They ought to be ashamed of themselves. Those poor drug-addled sea lions.
Get down and shut up, Amelia, or I'll sit on you.
I will not be silent.
What was that?
I think it was a gull.
Oh. You know what I'm going to buy next, Sandy? Another helicopter. And then I'm going to buy one of those fridges that pops out ice. And then I'm going to redo my front porch because I've been meaning to do it for ages.
Sir, do you think we should start loading these crates onto the boat? I mean, the tide's coming in rather fast.
Well, what are you waiting for? Load the boat, man!
This is it. Stay still, Amelia. You're going to blur the photo. Gotcha.
Guys, I'm really not feeling well.
Right, back to my catamaran with this lot, Sandy.
I don't know if I can...
Oh, great. No mistaking that for a seagull.
Who the hell was that?
Oh, my God. It's Marcus.
Marcus Blackstock's the drug lord.
Well. What have we here?
One angry zookeeper for a start, you animal poisoner! Jane caught you on camera and she's going to send the photo straight to the press, aren't you, Jane?
Well, hang on a minute. No, I don't have to send it. Not if there was, say, a commissioning editor position going at one of the Blackstock papers.
Jane! I'd be happy to take a gossip column.
How long till high tide, Sander?
3 minutes.
That should take care of them. Oh, what's this in my pocket? A gun! You try and swim for it and I'll shoot you. All of you.
Don't be ridiculous, Marcus. Surely you recognise me from our liaison in the cockpit.
You stole my plane and ruined my marriage. Oh, and you've got a bit of sick around your mouth. Come on, Sander. I've got my eye on you, ladies.
Yeah, you know where you can stick your job.
Jane, the water.
Hello? Is that the Sun News desk? Yeah, can I speak to... Unbelievable! The battery's died!
Lucy! I thought I was dying! Actually, I'm feeling much better now. Thanks for asking.
I can't believe I've got the biggest story of my career and I'm about to take it with me to a watery grave!
I can't believe you didn't tell me I had puke on my face!
Guys, the water level's rising really fast! I think we should swim for it!
We can't! They'll shoot us!
Well, that's it then. I might as well drown. My career's over.
Look! The sea lions are attacking Blackstock's speedboat! They obviously want their crank back!
Get off! Idiot Randy Seal!
They're dragging him off!
What an extraordinary way to go!
Excellent! Now let's swim out of this stupid cave and tell the world what a philandering drug dealer Blackstock really is!
Right, where's my phone charger? Let's get this photo straight to the tabloids.
Do you think Marcus's death has made the news yet? Oh, I feel like one of those Scottish widows.
Tributes are pouring in for Marcus Blackstock. The celebrated entrepreneur and philanthropist...
And drug dealer!
...was killed yesterday in a freak accident off the coast of Scotland.
Turn that off. I've got the truth right here. And this photo is going to... What the...
Oh! You took a selfie. That's a lovely shot of you, Jane. Really atmospheric lighting.
No, I can't believe it. It must be on here somewhere. Or not.
I've just realised. Those weren't mints at all, were they?
Mission Improbable was written by and starred the Boom Jennies, who are Lizzie Bates, Anna Emerson and Katrina Knox, with additional roles by Jim North and Gordon Kennedy. It was produced by Dave Lamb and Richie Webb and is a Top Dog production for BBC Radio 4.